Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their conversation about female composers, focusing on Nadia and Lily Boulanger.
Yehuda, tell me about the Boulanger sisters. Many of us who know very little about classical music know about one Boulanger because everybody had to go to Paris to study with her. You were nothing if she hadn't laid hands on you, and musically speaking, of course.
That's true.
But there was a younger sister who was also a composer.
Right. This is a story of two sisters, Nadia and Lily Boulanger. Nadia was born in Paris in 1887. Both her father and grandfather taught at the Paris Conservatoire, and her mother had been her father's student. Nadia entered the Conservatoire at age 10 and started her career as a composer. But she always had believed that her younger sister, Lily, was more talented. And when Lily died prematurely in 1918, Nadia stopped writing and devoted herself to conducting and teaching. She became a legendary, inspiring teacher, probably the most influential teacher, music teacher, in the entire 20th century. A legendary figure. See, in those days, America was considered to be backwater. And there was a lot of cultural insecurity here, so people felt that in order to really establish themselves as composers, they had to go back to Europe, and Nadia Boulanger was the address. She taught in France at the Palace of the Fontainebleau, and American composers flocked to her: Elliot Carter, Aaron Copland, Roy Harris, Leonard Bernstein later on, Thea Musgrave, all studied with Nadia Boulanger. She influenced Stravinsky. She was like a guru to all of them. Her sister Lily was born in 1893, about 6 years later, and died at the very young age of 24. As a baby, she contracted bronchial pneumonia that damaged her immune system permanently. And she suffered from Crohn's disease the rest of her life, very short life. She was the first woman to win the Prix de Rome, very prestigious composition prize, for a cantata that she wrote, and became instantly headline news. As a result, the publishing house Ricordi, music publishing house, signed her up, and she spent all her remaining energy, this frail woman, composing. In 1917, she underwent an appendectomy, which gave her temporary relief, but by 1918 was so weak that she had to dictate her work from bed. Throughout their lives, both sisters were open-minded but fervent, devout Catholic, and Lily is best remembered for her choral music. One example we'll hear today is the powerfully intense Psalm 130, "Out of the depths I call you, O Lord." It is remarkable. How did such solemn, grand, and powerful work emerge from a woman so frail, but spiritually so strong, an inspiration for all of us?
A selection from Lili Boulanger's Psalm 130, Du Fond de l'Abîme, recorded by the American Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Leon Botstein. Before that, Alan Chartok speaking with cellist Yehuda Hanani. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.